All right, here we are. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the huddle. It's me, Coach Muddle, and of course, as always, Nevada Nick, as we recap a championship weekend from some more great football. I didn't think it could be topped, but I mean, we had some really good football. Bad clock management, but we'll get to that.
You know, one thing I'll say, I mean, look, great games. I mean, it wasn't the cleanest football played the last two weekends. But, Coach, when your last six games, you have five games that are all end in a field goal game, and then the six is a touchdown in overtime, you had two great weekends. And I think we said that this was an odd year, you know, it was wide open. And I think, you know, there was a lot of teams that were really close. It was going to come down to matchups. And, you know, it kind of did. Yeah, I mean, it's wild. And, you know, we're left with the Rams and the Bengals. And, you know, the Rams haven't won a Super Bowl, obviously, since, was that, 99? So you're talking about 22 years. And the Bengals have never won one. So it's going to be a team that hasn't won a Super Bowl in a long time. Looking forward to the game. But, I mean, obviously, I think the story of the weekend is, you know, Burrow and Stafford, obviously. You know, two guys that – you know, just obviously two different, you know, Burrow's in year number two, Stafford's in year number 12 or whatever it is.
Right.
You know, he leaves Detroit, has no playoff wins, and here, you know, he gets to the Rams and he's in the Super Bowl in year one.
Absolutely. And you see what happens when you put those guys around some players. You know, you give them some players and a defense, and goes to show you.
Pat ourselves on the back, but we will. One thing me and you have always said, you know, you got to look at situation. And that's a huge thing when it comes to quarterback play, is your situation. I mean, some quarterbacks would have two different careers, you know, and look at, you know, Stafford. I mean, he's a different player on the Rams, you know, because he's supported. He's got a good coach. He's got a team around him. You know, it's a different situation. And now he's a winning quarterback and he's got, you know, more playoff wins than Tony Romo in his career.
Right. What's up, Angela? Yeah, no Chiefs, no Niners.
Yes, I'm sure that was a good weekend for you, Angela. And hey, give it to Coach. Coach said the Bengals were going to lose. I did say the Chiefs wouldn't make the Super Bowl. I mean, that was, you know.
Wait, I didn't say they were going to lose. I said they were going to win.
You said the Bengals were going to win the Super Bowl.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, you said they would beat the Chiefs, yeah.
Yeah. And Angela, listen, I'm going to reach out to you. I forgot. I was just busy today. I wanted to get her thoughts about their new coach and everything. You know, because it is a little, you know, dancing with the devil, so to speak.
He did the PR end at first. He said the first thing he said, I guess, to Mark Davis was it was a fumble. Talking about the Tuck Rule. So, you know, he's trying to get on the Raiders fans' good sides.
Yeah.
I mean, the one thing I like, Coach, about McDaniels, I think he realized, you know, looking around the league in the AFC, that while, you know, I thought he did well with Mac Jones this year, you know, that he needed to maybe, you know, the Patriots have kind of topped out and it was his time. You know, I think he was kind of waiting to be the coach and waiting there in New England and it hasn't come.
Yeah. And Bill doesn't want to leave. And a lot of those guys, because, you know, they had a good season. Look, they had a good season and it's like, okay, I want to stay one more because we're just a piece away from winning it again. And I think he wants to win another one. And, you know, and sometimes that kind of hurts you. But, you know, we always talk about, oh, you stayed 2 years too late or whatever. We talk about players all the time. And I think you're here with a coach. It could be the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely was a wild card. But, you know, I think he's going to help the offense. I'm curious to see what they do with Gus Bradley. The only thing I wouldn't like if I was a Niners fan, I'm not a Niners fan, a Raiders fan, no players were there. And I think that's saying a little discord between the players and the owner. They wanted Bisaccia back.
If the first person I would have reached out to would have been Bisaccia and see if he wanted to still stay, you know.
Jay, I'm over Ben Simmons. See you later. And I love what they're doing. You know, until they're going to get what they get, let him sit. I could care less.
Right.
I really could, because you know what, too? He's making a mockery of the whole mental health thing, too, because we all know it wasn't mental health. Because if he got traded tomorrow, he would play right away. I mean, he's a disgrace. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if they're going to be able to have fans in the stands when he comes to Philly. Or maybe they just shouldn't play because it might get ugly. I mean, he is hated in Philadelphia. It is not good. Now, Coach, we'll get into the coaching situations a little bit later.
Right.
Let's talk about, obviously, the Bengals and the Chiefs game. He looks clueless. I mean, what a game. I mean, a tale of two halves, obviously.
Absolutely, because, you thought,
very similar to the last game. Both games are, the Chiefs have an 11-point lead. They came out firing on all cylinders. But it's just like how it turns so quick, and it really starts with that last play of the first half where Mahomes –
chasing points that you didn't need to chase. You chased false points. You could have taken the three –
right,
and moved on, and instead you decided that I needed a touchdown, and
I came back to bite you in the ass. I think it gave the Bengals life going into the locker room.
Absolutely.
They said, look, it's 11 points. Let's go get a stop. We get a field goal or a touchdown. It's a one-possession game. We're right back in it. And, they went and did that. But when you see that, I mean, the Chiefs scored three touchdowns on their first three possessions. On their fourth possession, they go down to the two-yard line, and you see what happens. Mm-hmm. But they're moving the ball up and down the field. And then that second half, you can barely get 60 yards. It's amazing just the change. And, I mean, credit to the Bengals defense for just, firing away. And, their defense really, people don't talk about it, but they got a nice defense. It's not great.
And I will say this, because here's a knock on. And I like Tony Romo with his call, but I thought he called a terrible game because he kept saying, oh, watch these safeties. They're going to creep up. And kudos to the Bengals. They stuck to what they were doing.
Yeah.
And it was the Kansas City Chiefs that got antsy and got out of their game. And usually it's the other way around. Another team gets, we got to change. And the Bengals didn't. They stuck to their guns. They said, this is going to work. We can do this. And they did. And
I thought Andy messed up, Coach, was not running the ball more. That line was really starting to gel here, near the end of the year. I thought he should have run the ball more. And
weren't they getting like 5 yards a run and they just kind of abandoned. But typical Andy, he abandons the run all the, and it's been his, kind of Achilles heel, so to speak, throughout his career.
Too, Mahomes was kind of his confidence, it just like went. You know what I mean? He was really struggling, taking some sacks. I mean, how about almost fumbling the ball?
Right. I think the game would have been over at that point.
It would have been because it would have been done. It would have been the game set match because that was to go for the tying field goal.
But that almost made that went from being a chip shot to you got to hold your breath.
Right. The one thing, too. And I hated when Roman was saying this. And it showed you how – and that's the problem when you don't trust your defense, Coach, because obviously you saw it last week with the Bills. But Romo was talking about, running the ball on first and second down, like not trying to score a touchdown. It's like, whoa, a field goal ties, a touchdown scores, and you go up four. Right. You need to score that TD when you can score it. You can't play, we're going to not score.
Right.
And then hope to score. Because on fourth down – you got to kick the field goal to tie the game. You can't go for it and then not get it. Right. And the game's over. You know what I mean? And it's just first of all, it's no respect to that Bengals defense. Do that, obviously got a goal line stand early in the first half against them. You got to go score when you can score. And if the defense blows it, the defense blows it. And the crazy thing is, when the Chiefs won the coin flip, I was like, man, this team doesn't deserve – I don't think they deserve to win against the Bills, and I don't think they deserve to win against the Bengals. And I'm like, they're going to win the coin flip and do it again. And Mahomes just throws that ball up. And Jesse Bates, man.
Thank goodness, because Eli Apple, that was another way they could have clinched it. It hit him right in the hands. Man.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying, where you look at Mahomes, it's like, what happened? I mean,
but I will say this. I was telling people this is, you play backyard football, you live by that and you die by that, because I just feel like they have come accustomed to, and we talked this early in the year when they were going through their slump, that, you know, oh, we got this, no big deal. We just run around and make plays and don't expect to be stopped. And I think, you know, that's part of their problem. I think they just get into this mindset and, you know, it worked against them this time.
Yeah. I mean, look, I never, like, the Chiefs just, you know, I did think, you know, obviously they were going to make the playoffs when they were 3-4, but this, I just didn't like the team this year. Now, look, the offense got it back together, obviously, at the end of the year, and they were a different team. It was more of the drives instead of the explosive offense that they were used to, but it was working. I mean, who cares if you have the ball 7 or 8 minutes, you score a touchdown.
Right.
That's great. You know what I mean? You're controlling the clock. I mean, that works.
Right, because who thought, you know, at 12 minutes left in the game,
yeah,
that Joe Burrow might not touch the ball again?
You know, obviously, when you got to the big game, they had a trouble with turnovers like they did all year. And, you know, look, the Chiefs have a problem on defense. Obviously, the other one, they win the Super Bowl, they got it all together. And you know, Spags had them playing well when they needed to be playing well. But I'm telling you, I think you're seeing, you know, first of all, the Chiefs got to respect the league. You know, you won one Super Bowl, and all you heard about was dynasty, dynasty, dynasty.
Right.
And now all you've seen is regression. I mean, let's be honest. They win the Super Bowl. Then the following year, they make it to the Super Bowl and lose. Now you get to the AFC Championship and you lose. I mean,
so what, next year they get to the divisional round and lose?
I don't know. But, Coach, that AFC's tough.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Bills are coming back. You know, the Bengals, I'm sure they're going to draft 2 offensive linemen, maybe sign another. I mean, the Bengals are on the come up. The Chargers, now what are the Raiders going to do? You know, if they get a couple players, that's going to be a tough division. Do the Colts rebound and, you know, bring in a QB? What happened, you know, the Browns? You know, do the Steelers get Jimmy G or something? You know, there's a lot of question marks. There's a lot of very good teams in the AFC. And, you know, that Chiefs defense, Mathau is a free agent. Orlando Brown Jr. is a free agent.
Right.
The Chiefs don't have a ton of money, so they're going to lose that depth they had. And you could see it this year. Look, Kelce and Hill are still players, but they're getting a little bit older. They're not the talent they were 2 or 3 years ago. So I'm curious to see what happens in Kansas City, because, you know, I don't think they're going to be as good as they have been. I see another not a down year. They'll make the playoffs, but I just don't think they're going to be the upper echelon anymore. I really don't.
Yeah, I think the upper echelon has caught them. You know, they used to be at the top, and now there's teams that have jumped up there and have joined them. And now you're, you know, and unexpectedly, we're talking about Cincinnati. Obviously, they're in the Super Bowl, but at the beginning of the year, we weren't talking about Cincinnati as a team that would be there. But here they are, you know.
And that's what I don't love about the Chiefs. I just don't love their, you know, you need balance, Coach. You know that. And that's what I never loved about them. They're just they're special on offense, but they have holes on defense. And when you get into the playoffs and you got to play good teams week in and week out, eventually it's going to come to cost you. And honestly, if the Chiefs beat the Bengals, I wholeheartedly believed that, you know, especially the Rams. But I thought the Rams and the Niners were going to win. I thought the
Chiefs would be in
the Super Bowl. I just didn't think, you know, I thought a more balanced team would beat them. It's just we'll see what happens in regards to the Chiefs in the future. But man, with the Bengals, I mean, you got to be thrilled in Cincinnati. You would think
and
to start.
Listen, here is disrespect shown by the NFL to Boomer Esiason. The guy was in the building, and how come he wasn't there to present the AFC Championship trophy to the Bengals? He was the last guy for the Bengals to win it. Right. Why wasn't he the guy? Jim Nance. Who cares about Jim Nance? I mean,
I think he's the host. I guess that's why they had. No, I agree. He should have been definitely up there, though.
He should have been up there.
You saw Icky Woods, you know, on the field.
Right.
I agree. I mean, Boomer's a legend in Cincinnati. But hey, Cincinnati 3-0 in AFC Championship games. And you would think with the way things are now, I mean, you would think you're going
to
see.
No, didn't they lose in 89? To Buffalo?
No. They're 3-0 in the AFC Championship.
Okay.
Yeah. And look, what
they that was divisional round? Super Bowl. Was that a divisional round then?
Yeah. And what's
where they changed the rule, remember?
No, but they're 3-0 in the AFC Championship. I'm 100% sure. It's like and you know what? Like I said, for Cincinnati, and this is why the NFL is great, because Cincinnati had the number one pick in the draft 2 years ago, and here they are in the Super Bowl in 2 years. This is why the NFL is great, because you can have the worst team in the league and 2 years later be in the Super Bowl.
Much Joe like Burrow, the first number one overall pick to take their team to the Super Bowl in the first 2 years.
Yeah. I mean, look, we've said it, you know, all year. I said just on Sunday, we talked about who's next. You know, I had mentioned Burrow. So did you. I thought, you know, Mahomes has more support probably offensively. But, you know, Burrow, like, put Burrow on the Chiefs. You don't think he would light it up with that offense? Right.
Absolutely. I mean,
look, Burrow took this team to the Super Bowl, and they probably have the worst offensive line to ever play in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Absolutely.
That's 9 sacks. They probably should have lost that game, but they didn't. They beat the Titans. They can't ever turn it around. Hey, Angela, look, maybe it's coming. Look, you know, the Bengals were one of those teams that people talked about. As you know, you can't win a playoff game. You know, the Marvin Lewis situation.
Right, couldn't win.
You never know. I mean, you just need to get – honestly, it's about getting the right player in. They got the guy, and Burrow's the guy, and they got the right coach too, Zach Taylor. Although I thought he ran the ball a little too much against the Chiefs. They kept
really
running. Yeah, well, even
– Well, because I thought they did a great job of, you know, using Jamar Chase as a decoy.
You're right about that. But you know, they kept running it, and the Chiefs were stopping it. It was like second and nine,
Yeah, and you know, I was waiting for that play action. I kept waiting. Yeah. Where's the play? Here's play action, and it never came. And I thought, man, the safeties finally are coming up. Why are you not throwing it deep?
And I get
I think the tight end got hurt, and that hampered it a little
bit. Right, and I think I get it. They were taking Chase out of the game. But come on, Coach. We all know the Chiefs' weakness is the pass defense. Look what Josh Allen did last week. Yeah. They really struggle. And when Burrow got it going, you know, he got some plays involved. And yes, they did do great using T. Higgins and using Chase as a decoy. That 2-point play was a prime example.
Absolutely.
He went underneath and the guy was, I mean, come on, it was wide open. I mean, that was credit to the Bengals and we'll see. It should be an exciting Super Bowl right now. They are a 4.5-point underdog. So you know, obviously, we'll see who we like on Super Bowl Sunday.
I'm sticking with Cinderella.
Okay. I tell you this, though, Coach. You got Von Miller, Aaron Donald, and Floyd coming in against that offensive line. So
yes, I know. But guess what? With those three guys, who's in coverage? Besides Ramsey, who's in coverage?
Well, if you're bringing those three guys. Played pretty good. I mean,
he has. I'll give you that.
So, I mean, we'll see. I mean, look, but Coach, if you're not getting any time to throw, it isn't gonna. You can put me and you as the safeties. Put me and you out in that secondary. If it's like the Titans game, it's gonna be a trouble. I mean, let's not forget the Titans laid 9 sacks on them. It'll be interesting to see. Obviously, on to the because what's crazy is quarterback wise. Give me Burrow over Stafford all day because, I worry for the Rams. You know, Stafford put 2 up against the Rams. I mean, against the Niners, the one in the red zone. And then that one, that tart just dropped. I mean, it was like a
– Unbelievable. That sends them to the Super Bowl.
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah, that would have been a momentum changer.
Yeah, and to get into the over to the Rams game, how do you – use all of your timeouts with over 10 minutes left in the football game on a frivolous challenge? Who was in your ear to tell you that might have been a fumble?
Yeah.
That guy should be fired.
Even the sneak. I get the sneak's a big play, but you're losing and you need your timeouts. And you know plays like those sneaks, Coach, it's hard to have that obvious visual evidence to overturn the call. And it wasn't there. So like you said, you waste 2 timeouts and – who knows? You know, obviously they end up getting lead, but maybe you need those. And that could end up being critical for Sean McVay.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought. And, you know, now as far as Jimmy G, he missed Kittle wide open down the center of the field late in the game.
That was the first play.
That was on him.
Right.
But you know what? Again, Shanahan and his play calling. put your guy in a better situation. You run the ball so well all year long, and then all of a sudden you get out of the run game. I mean, you out-coach yourself, and I say this all the time.
I know, but the Rams couldn't run. I mean, excuse me, the Niners couldn't run the ball. The Rams were just – the Rams had were putting – nine in the box. They were playing six-man fronts. They were saying Jimmy G beat us.
And right, Jimmy right. But here's the thing. Here's the thing about that. And as a coach, you should know. Okay, Jimmy G, you know, where is the quick slant? Where were those crossing routes, those quick hitters?
They were there.
To put him in,
yeah,
in manageable situations and give him some confidence, yeah. Yeah. Before you start chucking the ball down the field. And, well,
look. Jimmy, I would say this. I don't think Jimmy G was the reason they lost. I know you're going
right,
to go.
Right, I agree with that. I agree with that.
That was 3rd and 13. If he gets sacked there, it's 4th and 25 right. for the game. Mm-hmm. I mean, should he have made that play? Yeah, probably not. But look, the game was probably over anyway. It was going to be 4th and forever.
Right.
It was going to be tough. Look, the Rams controlled the line of scrimmage on defense. They did, but they really struggled to run the ball, the 49ers. Look, the one key thing I will go to was when they got 9 yards on first down, 2nd and 1 in the fourth quarter, and they ran twice and got stopped. In the first right. run, you lose a yard, and then I didn't like the play call. They handed it off to the fullback.
Right.
Like, get the ball in Debo's hands with a run or something.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. That's what I same thing. Now, Angela, be careful. Be careful, okay, because your head coach loves Jimmy G. So if David Carr wants to or Derek Carr wants to get a wild hair up his ass and say trade me because you didn't hire my boy, guess who's the next quarterback of the Vegas Raiders? I'm just saying that. So, you know, you might not get be tired of hearing it when he's dressed in silver and black.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
Because look, as a new coach, what do you want? Familiarity. And who's familiar?
Oh, no.
Jimmy G.
You're right about that.
You know, so I'm just saying.
You're right about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a long stretch. I understand that. But.
Yeah. Now, my criticism of Jimmy G, though, is he's got a ceiling. And you could see it. And once again, just look at his fourth quarters in these big games. It's bad. It's really bad. And even yesterday, he couldn't make a play in the fourth quarter and when they needed him to. I said in the Super Bowl, he wouldn't make a play, and he had a guy wide open
to
win the game, and that would have been game, set, and match.
Same with, hitting Kittle. He hits Kittle. That's a totally different game.
Right. No, it would have been a great start, that's for sure. Yeah, come on. It's the Raiders. It's the Oakland Raiders. You should know that. Yeah, and I agree. Carr isn't going to demand a trade. I think
he's got one more year on his deal. He's only got a year left on his deal. So,
I don't think that's going to happen. I think what's going to happen, obviously, is this is going to be an evaluation year for Derek Carr. Real curious. I don't think they're going to give him the contract extension. I think he's almost going to be a lame duck going into this year.
I agree.
You would think is going to be a motivated Derek Carr to come out to get that big deal, obviously. So I'm interested to see that, but yeah, I mean, if you're Josh McDaniels and Ziegler, the GM, you're not marrying this guy yet. You want another year to evaluate. You know, I'm sure they want to probably bring in another weapon on the outside, but you know, and trust me, McDaniels knows they will try to improve that offensive line because they do need to improve the offensive line.
Right. Because you have the running back in place. You just need to fix the line.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I thought Jacobs did well, especially down the stretch. I mean, look, you didn't have any holes. I mean, and then once again, they reached with Leatherwood, and he wasn't that good.
Right.
And, you know, and it's just another, you know, poor Raiders draft. And that's
more. Yeah, but, you know, and I'm going to say this about Leatherwood because, you know, we had that same experience with Andrew Thomas with the Giants. But year two, he did make a big jump.
Made
a big jump. So you got to wait and see. Now, next year, we're talking the same thing.
He's the second-round graded guy that you
reached for the first round. I understand that. But we're past the – you drafted him. He's on your team. But some guys pick up the game and some guys don't. So you'll find out after year two if he's a guy or not.
Yeah, that's right. False start, Leatherwood. Led the league in penalties. He did. He led the league in penalties.
I'm sure. But again – you know, I mean, come on.
But So the scouting report on him was he makes mistakes, and they said he wouldn't be a tackle. You don't draft tackles at high. He played guard. They moved him to guard because he couldn't play tackle.
Right.
You know, and that's what I said. You could have had Landon Dickerson, who's on the Eagles. He's a stud. He's already playing at a Pro Bowl level for the Eagles. You could have got him in the second round, and you could have used that first-round pick on whomever. You know, that you know whomever you want. Yeah, but like I said, I'm curious to see what McDaniels does because, you know, Belichick guy, I'm wondering, you know, they're a 4-3 defense. Is he going to switch to a 3-4? Because you look with Ndakwe and Crosby, they fit for a 4-3.
Yes, so I would think absolutely, yeah.
4-3 there. So I'm curious to see what happens defensively and who his coordinator is because that's, you know, honestly, the biggest decision he's going to make in regards to the Raiders this year is, you know, obviously like Carr's coming back. Is who's my defensive coordinator going
to
be?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. You'll have to see who that is and the way. But I don't think those guys have the success they did if they change the defense. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, well, the one thing they need to clean up in the defense is that they had the worst defensive red zone defense in history this year. It was bad. I mean, but, you know, still put pressure on the quarterback. There's a lot of positive things, especially when you're talking about last year. They just need to fix some things.
Right. And I think they reach on the safety too?
No, Mobrink had a decent year. And he was a first-round grade. And they got him in the second round. So I'm not got a problem with it. Also got Hobbs too, who had a decent year. So, yeah, you know, last year those two picks weren't bad. Those two picks weren't bad. And that was the thing about Mayock. And a lot of people kind of say it was Gruden making the early round picks and Mayock making the later round picks because obviously Mayock gets Crosby in the fourth round,
right?
Which is just a phenomenal pick. You know, there was somebody else who, you know, he had a couple later round picks that really kind of panned out,
right?
But yeah, Jared, coach didn't get that Giants job. So on that, coach, obviously, you like it. I'm surprised because if I was Dabble, I would have passed and went back to the Bills.
Why?
I think coaching is no offense to you, but you've already been hamstrung this year and told you got to try with Danny Jones. Okay, so I'm just saying, let's say you go in this year and what happens, what we all thought was going to happen the last few years, Daniel Jones isn't the guy. So now you got to go draft the quarterback. So you're starting year two with a rookie QB. Let's say he struggles. Now you're in year three. You're coaching for your job already. And you got a quarterback in year two. That's what worries me. And they got cap issues. It's not a great situation, coach.
I understand that. But from a coaching standpoint, you work your – the guy's been in the league over 20 years. You worked your whole career to get the job. And there's only 32 of them.
Right.
There's only 32 of them. So you're taking – I mean, the guy's from New York. I mean, he's from Buffalo. So, but look.
Yeah, I don't know what
it is. But you're not turning down the job. I don't care how bad it is.
If there was other jobs to take, if the Vikings, like I'm saying, if Minnesota was offering to me, would have took that. If Miami was offering, would have took that. I'm just saying, it's just, I think New York, you know, a coach, everything's magnified. The pressure's more. And you got to be realistic in New York. You guys, you know, you need to give him 4 or 5 years because this isn't a 2 or 3 year turnaround, I don't think.
I agree with that, but I think, you know, you brought in a new general manager and coach lockstep. And I think it's going to have more time than what we've previously seen with the last three guys that went through there, you know, and you know, hopefully the clown show is on its way down south, down the turnpike, you know. And
Jared, I don't think Thibodeau is going to fall that far.
Yeah, he's not falling that far. I tell you who I really like is the kid from Purdue. I can't, but he's
the
defensive end. He's the third ranked defensive end, and also the center from Iowa. The two picks, if the Giants keep them, those are my two picks.
See, coach,
one each side of the line.
I think you're reaching on both of them. I think those are mid round guys. Karafalaitis was going to the Eagles in mocks. I mean, look, let's see what happens when, you know, obviously you go through the combine and all. But if those are your guys, you got to move back. You can't draft a center fifth or seventh, coach. You can't do it.
We're in desperate need of a center. You can. I mean, you got to do it. And no, I don't care about the Pro Bowl, Angela.
Top 10. Nah, yeah, I don't care either. The whole team just opted out. When's the last time a center has been drafted in the top 10?
I don't know.
Exactly.
But you know what? But it's important. It's an important part of the offensive line. Look, you're starting to see guards now drafted in the top 10. But this kid is a generational talent. They're saying, you know, I mean, he's the highest graded lineman coming out. Nelson.
He's Quentin Nelson. You know what I mean? Quentin Nelson was drafted, I think, top 5 or 6. So I get it. But yeah, I mean, the Pro Bowl, that's almost a joke anymore. They don't even
They don't even tackle. It's,
I don't know why they have the game, to be honest.
Right. I agree with that 100%. You know, I don't understand it.
Now, like I said, I'm curious to see what they do. That's going to be really interesting what they do with those picks because, I mean, you know, Kadarius Toney last year, what a waste of a first-round pick.
Right.
So we will see. And what's his face? Nelson was 6th overall. So. But a guy like him, worth it. Let me ask you, Coach, who's my boys look at? Keep hearing the kid from UNC is there, or the kid from Ole Miss. Jared, I think you guys are bringing somebody in. I don't think they're drafting
a quarterback either. I think they're bringing in a veteran somewhere.
I think Tomlin, depending on what happens in Indy, I think they could bring in Jimmy G. I think if Wentz is gone from Indy, I think they might bring in Wentz. You got to see. I mean, I think Rodgers, I don't know if they can fit him under the cap. But I think Tomlin, I don't know, I think Tomlin wants a veteran in there. You know what I mean?
I agree.
We'll see. You know, maybe they give Pickett a look. I mean, nobody knows more about Pickett than the Steelers. But I don't think they're going to go. I don't think they're going to look at drafting somebody.
Yeah, I agree. I agree absolutely with that.
Yeah, and this isn't a quarterback year either. They really say. And then now you're talking about, you know, you're reaching for a quarterback, and I don't like that.
Right. Absolutely. So, you know, but also you got to look, what you brought up with the general manager, and, you know, look, when the new Jets regime came in, they talked about Sam Darnold as that's their guy all the way up, right. And then, boom, they sent him away. They're just appeasing. Yeah. And I think we're going to see the same thing with Daniel Jones he's our guy because he's here and we'll see what happens. Yeah. But he's got a year left on his rookie deal.
Angelo, so. I agree. And I think, I mean, you got to look at Watson. Honestly, I think the Eagles, you call me crazy, but especially if Rodgers moves to the AFC, let's just say that happens. If you're the Eagles, you got to call and see about Watson. You have 3 first-round picks this year. You say, look, we'll give you Hurts. We'll give you a first-round pick this year. We'll give you a first-round pick next year. And give us Watson. I mean, because you look at the quarterbacks now. If Brady's retired, if Rodgers leaves, the best quarterback in the NFC is Matt Stafford, probably. Right. I mean, maybe Kyler Murray. But, you know, it's wide open.
What about Russ?
You're right. Good point. Russell Williams, Wilson. But that's it just seems like it's a mess in Seattle right now. My point is it's wide open, though, Coach. And if you bring a guy like Watson to Philly, I think they got a shot, especially if you draft 2 guys on defense in the first round. If you can hit on them and you can build up that roster around, bring another guy to play on the other side of Devontae Smith. And Devontae Smith is going to be made a much better wide receiver with Deshaun Watson behind the center than Jalen Hurts.
Listen, any team he goes to is going to make that receiving core a lot better.
Yeah, I agree, Angelo, but they just don't have the money. And, you know, they might lose Marcus Williams this year. They're in such
cap. Yeah, they're in a big
cap. And that's why I think Sean Payton walked. I think, you know, he knows the quarterback situation is really just not great.
I feel bad for Jameis Winston because he was having a pretty good year.
The Saints have a good roster, though. They really do. They got a good line. There's weapons there. The defense is really good. They're one of those teams that is a quarterback away. It's just, you know, they're so cap troubled. Yeah.
And the cap, right.
That's another opening. I wonder who their coach is going to be.
Right, because what's still open? Is it it's the Saints and the Texans, right?
Yeah. And the Jags.
I thought they hired Leftwich.
Hasn't been announced yet.
Okay. That's surprising.
So that would make you think that those teams might have guys on the two Super Bowl teams possibly. And I
think
Doug Peterson, that, you know, guy won a Super Bowl, can't get a job.
Right. I agree. And look, Ben McAdoo got a job. You know, he's offensive coordinator. And
I don't think Doug wants to be an offensive coordinator. I think he was hoping that.
Yeah, but you know what? So maybe you got to take a step back and get another shot. I mean, Pat Shurmur did it. I mean, it didn't work out, but, some guys do it.
Pat Shurmur didn't win a Super Bowl. Doug Peterson did.
You're right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's tough, Coach. Imagine winning a Super Bowl. You know, what was he with the Eagles?
2-3 years?
5 years? No, 5 years.
Oh, five years.
5 years. But still, you're in the – yeah, you missed the playoffs in year 1-5, and you had three straight playoff years in the middle. You know, you win a Super Bowl. You do well, successful playoff record, and you get canned.
Right. Hey, Angela, you're right. They are bringing Harbaugh in for a interview, the Vikings. I did see that.
Yeah, yeah.
And here's the thing. Harbaugh is one, and he's got a phenomenal record as an NFL coach.
He does.
So he is either – he's holding one hostage for the other. You know what I'm saying? He's going to tell Michigan, hey, you need to pay me more money.
Right.
Or I'm leaving.
But
and then when things start to shake over there, how he doesn't like it, and you better pay me, or I'm going back to college.
Yeah,
and all I feel bad is for the kids that got recruited there at Michigan.
Yeah, what the problem is, though, it's a real risk, because if you don't want to go to the NFL, you're risking all those recruits who say, I'm not going to Michigan because this guy might leave for the NFL. And that could really hurt you in recruiting.
Absolutely.
You see it now with the transfer portal and all, those guys will flee. I mean, because now Michigan's hands are tied because everybody's been hired. So they would probably have to go to their offensive coordinator and hire him, which doesn't, not very enticing to me.
Right.
So I don't know. Now, look, he went from $8 million to $4 million with Michigan. And I think he took that personally. You could be right. This could be just to get a raise to Michigan. But I think it's dangerous because, I would just go in and say, look, guys, let me shut these college rumors down. Pay me my money. Because I don't want to even float them because it's going to hurt recruiting.
Right.
You know, I'll come out and pay me my money. But maybe he really wants to, dip his toe back in those NFL waters. It's possible.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, Angela. They will flee. It's like turning on a damn light switch. Angela. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, no, look, the Vikings with a coach, you're right, They have a lot of weapons there on offense.
Yep.
It's their
quarterback. Another place with the quarterback. Ugh.
Yeah. I mean, he makes some bad plays. He does.
But his stats are fake because all those stats are in mop-up time. You know.
And against bad teams.
Right. Right. His record against winning teams is like sub .500, I think. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not good. And he's, horrible on night games, too. It's, pathetic. But, the Vikings do have talent, though. You talk about having Thielen and Jefferson. You got Dalvin Cook in the backfield.
Yeah.
Harbaugh.
A better above-average offensive line.
Yeah. The problem is you got a bad defense, and you're paying Kirk Cousins $45 million. Yeah. Right there's your issues.
Yep. Absolutely.
Too much for a guy who's – you don't pay – and I wouldn't say he's better than average, but
how many playoff games has a guy won?
Right. You don't pay a good quarterback, great quarterback money. Go see Dak Prescott.
Yes.
Yeah. Am I wrong?
You're right. You're right.
Go see Dak Prescott.
That's
going to be the problem with the Cowboys is they're paying him $40 million a year and Zeke's getting all these big bucks and it's going to hurt the depth of that team.
Once that money starts, same with Mahomes, when their money starts kicking in, they're going to have a lot of issues.
Yeah. I mean, now look, too, with the Cowboys, Diggs is going to want to get paid. He's going to want to get paid next year, the year after. Parsons, he's only 1 year in, but two years, he's going to want to get paid, And if you get paid, you're in Dallas, too. So you should get paid more, And Jerry knows that. So we'll see what happens. But, Dak, I don't know. I like Dak. I think he's a good teammate. I think he's a good leader. But once again, I don't think he's a great quarterback. I mean, look, you talk about being you know, they've given him everything you could want. An offensive line, you got three weapons at receiver, you got a decent tight end, and you got a running back. Their problem is, though, too, why McCarthy's the head coach. McCarthy's just warming up the bus for Sean Payton next year.
Yeah, you're right.
Andrew, we were just talking about that. I think they're in trouble, too. I think the league's going to get better and they're going to get worse. That defense is leaking oil, you know, and Mathieu, we got to see if they bring him back. I don't love the secondary. They have issues. Frank Clark might be gone. I do like Chris Jones up the middle, but there's just not a lot of players that really, you know, I love on the Chiefs. Obviously, offensively, they're great. But, you know, balance is everything in the NFL. It really is. Look at the Rams. They're a balanced team. Look at the Bengals. They really should be the new no-name defense. Because not many people, you know, obviously Hendrickson, but, you know, the Bengals defense is a lot. I've been saying it all year. It's a lot better than people give them credit for. Everybody just talks about Burrow, but that Bengals defense, they play well. They really do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we won't be back on until
Super Bowl Sunday. Yeah.
So here we are. I mean, it seems like yesterday we were getting fired up for the season to start, and here we are.
And I'm nervous because we started with Rams Patriots, and I started with an L with Coach with the Rams. So I got to figure out who I'm going to pick.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Absolutely. Coming up on Nevada Knicks, what, this year, three-year anniversary? Four-year anniversary.
Yeah.
Three or four?
Yeah, three. Yeah.
No, because you had that.
Yeah, it's three. Yes, it's three.
No, because Kansas City was in two Super Bowls. It was the Super Bowl before that. This is the fourth Super Bowl. So this is your fourth.
The fourth Super Bowl, but it was 3 years ago.
Okay, 3 years ago, fourth Super Bowl. But there's four Super Bowls. Okay.
Jones is great, but take away his safekeeping, Kelsey, and he's going to cry. Eli Apple, they're winning because great coaching and hard work. They are. And you know what, too, Angelo, and I know it, I'm an Eagles fan. You can never underestimate chemistry of a team, and the Bengals have it.
Yeah,
when you have a team that plays hard for each other and plays well together, it's so important. The Eagles came together with that whole underdog role with Nick Foles, and they love Nick Foles, and they played hard for him. You can never underestimate those kind of teams that just, you know, play above what they're capable or what people think they're capable of and play hard and play together. And, you know, look, Zach Taylor was a guy I thought a couple years ago should have got fired and, you know, probably going to be coach of the year this year, so hats off to him.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. All right, everyone. Well, we appreciate you. Got anything else to add? Anything, any nuggets that you want to throw out there before?
You want to talk about the Flores situation?
We can real quick.
I mean, I know it's not a topic a lot of people love talking about, but I think it's going to be very interesting what happens. I mean, especially in the aspect of Stephen Ross offering him $100,000 per loss, you know, in 2019. And now I got to
wonder. Absolutely, Angelo. We'll check it out, buddy. Send the link.
Yeah, definitely. What do you say?
Because he's doing a podcast at 7.
Oh, yeah, so. Put it up. There you go. Yeah,
there you
check
go.
Him out. Check him out.
Check him out, man.
Thanks, Angelo. Appreciate you chiming in. Look. The whole – and I, like I said, I wonder if Flores, you know, says maybe we should have took the 100 grand and lost because maybe we'd have Joe Burrow now.
Right.
Whatever his last name is. We'll just call him Tua. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out because now Bill Belichick's involved. And it's going to be very – I think it's going to get shut down and get settled pretty quick, my opinion.
Angelo, definitely. Thanks, man. Thanks for stopping by, bro. But I'm also surprised at the timing of it. I would have thought he would have waited to see if those other jobs, you know, he would have gotten hired, which maybe I'm assuming they probably already have somebody lined up, I thought he would have waited until all the jobs were filled, to be honest.
Right. But you know what? I think he's got a point, Coach. I don't think he deserved to be fired in Miami. And now right. a guy like that, everybody said, man, he's out on the market. He's going to be hot. And nobody.
Right. Right. Know, and then because they put out all that, he was a bad guy, you know, no one likes him. And, you know, we even talked about it that, you know, he wasn't very, you know, couldn't get along with people and, yeah. and whatnot, which, you know, you don't know that. Nobody knows unless you're, right. unless it, you know, someone walked out of the locker room, Tua came out and said, yeah, he's not, you know. Right. But
what about like David Culley too? Like, why'd he lose his job? You know, I mean,
right. Why, right. Why that's a problem. You know, they're not going anywhere. They're right. not doing anything. So where, why let the guy, you know, go another, cause I thought he did a fantastic job towards the end with a third string quarterback. I mean, rookie at that, you know, right. so, but.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, Jim Caldwell's another name. Like I said, Marvin Lewis never got another opportunity. I know he didn't win a playoff game. But hey, man, taking Cincinnati to the playoffs, as you can see, I know Zach Taylor got out of there, but since Lewis left, or was they, you know, didn't look that great. Right, right. You know, Caldwell, he had Detroit in the playoffs, then they got rid of
last him. Time, last team, last guy to get him to the playoffs, man.
Yeah, you right. know, so, I mean, yeah, we'll see. It'll be interesting, but yeah, and then I guess too with the Raiders, you know, it's wait and see. I do like that Ziegler and McDaniels are on the same page. Mark Davis alluded to. That they weren't always on the same page, I guess, in regards to Gruden and Mayock, and,
right.
which, you know, it's the truth. You want your coach and GM and owner to – well, I think he wants to kind of stay out of things, but
right.
you want them to be in harmony, you know, working together. You know, that's what – when you have a good working relationship, it's good for the team, you right. know. So we'll see. But I like the hire for the Raiders. I know they like Bisaccia. But you can't go give a guy a job because he coached two good games. Like,
yeah, I agree. You know my stance on the interim guy. I just, you know, so.
Yeah, I don't think that. I think that would have not worked out. And then in a year, they would have fired him in a year or two, and you're right back at point A. When now you got, you know, obviously McDaniels in there. He's going to evaluate the Carr situation. You know, obviously see how that goes, and then. They'll move on from there. I mean, either with Carr or they'll move on from Carr.
Right.
And, you know, but the, like, look, like I said, if you want to compete in the AFC West, because we don't know what's going to happen in Denver yet. We already know you got the Chiefs and the Chargers you're looking at.
Right.
If Denver goes and gets what people think they're going to get, you better got a good coach. You better have a good coach with the Raiders.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's going to be a highly, highly competitive division, you know, the best division in football with the NFC West. So
absolutely.
Have the right coach there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, all right, gang, thanks for checking us out. We appreciate all the love. Make sure you share it with your friends. Ring the bell down below. I can't even, there we go. Go down and ring the bell, subscribe.
Right. And then like to Angelo, those guys are on 7 o'clock.
Yeah. So yeah. So check those guys out in about 12 minutes. Sports yep. of ages.
Yeah.
So thanks, Billy. We appreciate you. Yep, Angela, thank you.
Yep.
And so we'll see you guys. We'll see you Super Bowl Sunday at our regular time, Super Bowl Sunday. Appreciate everyone. And we'll see you soon. Be safe, and we'll talk to you guys next week.